I can't even remember his name. But it was run by colored people. We didn't have no white bishops. We had all colored bishops. And that's why I named Bethel AME Church. That's African Methodist Episcopal. That was the name of the church. And Ebenezer, that was another Methodist church, but that was not the one that, it didn't belong to Bethel because they have had white overseers and whatnot. That was down on 11th Street. Mount Zion, that was a Baptist church.
Yeah, that's still there, right?
And Ebenezer, they had moved out of Ebenezer. Mount Zion Baptist Church. I think that was all they had then. No. St. Agnes Episcopal Church.
Yeah, that's still there, too.
That's still in Miami.
Okay.
And, it was a lot of little church, sanctified churches around. Because it had a great big sanctified church on 17th Street and 5th Avenue. We call that the Big Jumper Church.
What'd you call the Jumper Church?
That's what they used to call it. They sanctified. It really was a sanctified church, but we call it the Jumper Church.
Why would you, the Jumper Church, you mean like jumping up and down?
They used to shout and have sheets. And I was little then, though. They used to have sheets, and we used to go down there to a mom used to let us go. And they have revivals, I think they'd call it. And two people are getting the sheet and roll. Yeah, that's the sanctified church, but we really called the Jumper Church. And then further down was a church called St. Mary's. That was a Baptist church. Oh, there's a lot of churches down there. And
did you have, like, Jumper Church, did you ever have any nicknames like that for, like, Catholic churches?
No, Catholic Church is Catholic Church.
Okay. I've never heard of John.
No, only Jumper Church have name for it.
Okay.
You never heard of a Jumper Church?
No, never.
Yes. One time I thought that was the real right name. Mom said, no, it's not named Jumper. Because people used to be just jumping and hollering. And then you roll, and then some things.
Okay, now we talked about that. Well, now what kind of things would you find in the
kitchen?
Right.
Well, things like pots and pans was in there. She had, wasn't a drill. It was, she had something built, and she put her pots and pans in there. That was all in there. And this table that she peeled her vegetables and things on, and the stove, and the sink, you know, where she washed the dishes. That was all in the kitchen.
What she used to wash the dishes with?
No, in the sink.
I know, but what'd she use? Did she use a piece of cloth or sponge or what?
No, we should use dishcloths.
Dishcloths?
What you wash the dishes with dishcloths, and then she have a towel to dry it.
What'd you call the towel? Did you call it anything special? I mean,
she bought towels.
Just right.
But not the turkey towels. It was cotton. And we used that to iron them, too.
Were they, if you use a cloth to wash your face, what'd you call it?
A washcloth.